There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four. We are not riding the pine in hour four. We're in the starting lineup on this NFL Draft Thursday. And speaking of the NFL Draft, which is tonight, Caleb Williams on the Original Recipe Maller podcast. Caleb Williams is being compared to pop legend Prince. You know, the guy from Minnesota. Yeah. What does that even mean? The Cowboys, that's a football team, they met with free agent running back Zeke Elliott about a reunion. Why would they get married again? And where are you at on the media covering this year's draft, avoiding negative stories about draft prospects? One of the prominent NFL media people calling out other media people for their coverage of the draft. We'll talk about all that and more right now. Have a wonderful draft day. Here it is, hour number four. You got to pick it. You got to pick it good. You have to. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in dreamland as we shine like new money. Coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and stupendously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Express as we ride the Express train uptown and in your ears. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And that 10,000 number, Stevie Meatballs told me he can't even count that high, and the Bourbon Badgers had so much bourbon, he doesn't even know what that means, but it's a lot. It's a big number. So our lead this hour, play the hits, my man, play the hits. It's the NFL Draft. Tonight, I'm told that's a big deal. We've spent a lot of very valuable talk radio real estate over the last couple months dissecting the draft like it's a frog in a school lab. Breaking it apart, right? Use the elbow now to get through the draft. Use the power elbow. It's the launching pad, right? Launching pad in Detroit, and the draft's on the launching pad, ready for takeoff. The Chicago Bears are on the clock. Will they hibernate? Will they get the pick in? They have the number one overall pick. You might have heard about that. It is said to be in the gambling market a stone-cold lock that they will take Caleb Williams with the Number one.
Number one.
I thought it didn't work. Overall pick. It's also being reported widely that Jaden Daniels will be the number two pick, quarterback from LSU. That means the action will start at number three with the New England football team. Do they keep the pick? Do they take the third-ranked quarterback in the draft? Do they draft some offensive lineman you've never heard of, some fat guy? Do they take a wide receiver? What do they do? We'll find out. So that's where the drama is supposed to begin. Now, I mentioned Caleb Williams, the number one pick. This comes after a scathing report about Caleb Williams and what many people in the NFL think of his football future. So if you didn't see this one, and maybe it did not end up on your radar, a former NFL scout told a football scribe that Caleb Williams, quote, scares, close quote, a lot of teams, with one GM comparing the former Oklahoma and University of Southern California quarterback to deceased music legend Prince. Are you old enough to remember Prince? Maybe you're not. I don't know. His music still gets played. So this is what I want to talk to you about. The question, Caleb Williams being compared by a random anonymous NFL GM to pop legend Prince, what does that even mean? Like, what does that even mean? So I've got Corvette, Superficially, and Pollyanna. And we'll throw all of those things together, and we are going to make snake oil, which is often what you can buy in the NFL draft. You can find snake oil. So to kick off, Caleb Williams is a love-it-or-hate-it guy. There's no middle ground. You either think Caleb Williams is amazing, or you think he's going to be an epic disaster. The proof, obviously, is in the pudding or in the play. But Caleb Williams has been described by some as a football savant. And some of those same people that say he's a football savant, he can't be trusted. You can't trust Caleb Williams. The reason he is so polarizing, he does not follow the orthodoxy of the NFL. You see all these stories, and yes, some of them are probably just bull crap because people are just angry. But not all of them. He's eccentric. He's got the pink fingernails, the pink lipstick. He's got the pink phone case. He goes to Tokyo when he's supposed to be working out. Of course, we should point out, just because you're unique does not mean you're useful. I learned when I was a kid that I was unique, just like every other kid in the elementary school. But enter the Prince reference into the chat, and that has ruffled a few feathers. However, I believe it's accurate. When doves cry, right? Prince battled, if you remember his early career, and I'm certainly not a music guy, but I remember reading about this in a thing called a newspaper a million years ago. But Prince battled Warner Brothers Records. And I used to work, around this time, I was working in a building in Burbank, right across from Warner Brothers Studios at the radio station in LA here. And in the bottom floor of the building was Warner Brothers Records. So I used to see a lot of these people, and it worked out well because a lot of the acts would go up to the Kiss FM, which was the still a big top 40 radio station, and would go up there and then, you know, do the whole thing. But the point is, in this time, Prince was battling Warner Brothers Records in the mid-90s or so. He had become a big deal in the 80s, but in the 90s, he was upset because the record company, if I remember correctly, the record company was demanding that he only release one album a year because they could only market one album a year. And he was like Taylor Swift. You know, Taylor Swift these days makes a lot of music, tons of music, but he made a lot of music, Prince. And so he always wanted to release, and he'd make two albums in 1 year. And he wanted to release them, and they're like, nah, I can't do that. And so I remember he had written like Slave on his face and changed his name to some goofy name in protest and all that. But the NFL's like, well, this is what he's going to do. He's going to get this Caleb Williams. He's going to be like Prince. He's going to write things on his face and he's going to protest. And the hardliners in the NFL, let me break this down to you if you're a Prince fan. All right. They're concerned that Caleb Williams is going to get into his, he's going to get a lot of money, like diamonds and pearls, right? Little diamonds and pearls in the NFL. He's going to throw on his raspberry beret, and he's going to drive away in his little red Corvette, and there'll be a purple rainstorm as he drives away. If he's good, guys like Yefimi and Eugene, who listen to the show in Chicago, will be running out to buy whatever pink item he's wearing. He will be called Kooky and the Life of the Party, a trailblazer. If he blows, he's a troublemaker, and why didn't the Bears listen to all the warning signs? They should have known. All right, furthermore, we go to Dallas. Why? Because the Cowboys, the day before the NFL draft, met with running back Zeke Elliott. Probably never heard of him. Will there be a reunion? Why? Here's the question. Why would either side want to get married again? Zeke Elliott and the Cowboys. Superficially, it actually does work. It is a pseudo splashy move. Jerry Jones needs to add someone you've heard of. The Cowboys are likely going to draft some offensive lineman. That doesn't move the needle. And so you get a name brand player who happens to be unemployed. We know the backstory. We know that Zeke hung out in Jerry's world for a long time and put up a lot of yards and all that, and then fell off the map with the Patriots last season. But it's not like job opportunities are springing up. At this point, Zeke, if the Cowboys don't sign him, he should just go to Express Pros and try to find a job somewhere else. And the problem for the Cowboys is they already got rid of him once because they said that he was too old and not worth the money. There was too much tread, not enough left on the tires. Too much tread had been worn away. And if you look at the advanced numbers, the comps, which they use in insurance, the comps, Zeke Elliott has crossed the Rubicon. Running backs, as a rule of thumb, with very few exceptions, have a limited shelf life. They generally fade past 1,500 touches. That's rushes and catches combined. 1,500. That is the point of no return. The point of demarcation. And at this point, Zeke Elliott is at 2,400 plus touches. He's become a plodding, fullback, clunky running back, that kind of guy. Now, one other point here. If you look at the Cowboys depth chart, which I do not advise you looking at, it's not really plump with great running backs. They have someone named Royce Freeman. They have Deuce Vaughn. They've got the Deuce. And then some other guy I've never heard of. And then that's it. That's what they have. All right, last thing here. We head to the analyst chair. Fox Sports' Pete Schrager. I used to know him when he did stuff for FoxSports.com back in the day. He's a big football muckety-muck. Does sidelines. He used to do that morning show they canceled. I guess they might bring it back there, that NFL cotton candy morning show. So Pete Schrager recently did some podcast interview. He was questioned why NFL reporters insist on their coverage of the draft being rainbows and lollipops. And he went on this rant, and he was complaining about the way the draft is covered. You'll see the draft tonight. Every prospect entering the draft, he said, was class president. Schrager ranted. He said, you won't hear a negative thing about any of these players on night one, tonight's night one of the NFL draft. You don't hear it anymore. So where are you at on the football media establishment, the industrial complex of football, the people that are supposed to have the inside scoop, the inside skinny? They're the ones that the chariot awaits because they have all the connections. And they refuse to report anything negative. So I'll use the word farcical. I think this whole thing is farcical. We mentioned in a previous hour, if you didn't hear it, try the podcast. We broke down the 2020 draft. Less than 5%, in fact, less than 3% of the players drafted have made a first-team All-Pro. So the success rate of real dominance is less than 5%. But you're not allowed to say the quiet part out loud about character issues. And this is one of those things that's changed in my lifetime. I don't know how old you are. It's none of my business. But for years, when I was watching the draft, in the lead up to draft, it was like, this guy's a bad character guy. He's got a red mark next to his name. Locker room cancer. Uncoachable. Forgets the playbook. Troublemaker. more likely to end up in handcuffs than the end zone. Lazy, flaccid. These are all terms that were used in the past about players that were drafted. Coach killer. Have you heard any of those terms used? Now, a couple of things are possible. A, it's possible that every single player that's going to be drafted tonight is Mother Teresa. There's not a single bad apple in the bunch. They're all great. None of them do anything bad. None of them do anything bad. Or it's being left on the cutting room floor. What do you think is the most likely scenario? I think we know. All right? Those terms, the negative, get muted. The Pollyanna principle takes over. You don't talk about sex, drugs, rock and roll, guns, all that. No, everything is sugar-coated and purified for public consumption. It's the NFL draft, and no one is going to suck. No one. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. If you'd like to be part, you can join us. Speakeasy rules are in effect. We're also available on X at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Mal, if you want to be part. Eddie's got Puck the World coming up. Also, there's a story about Shady Brady. What is that about? Shady Brady. And a fashion update from the aforementioned NFL draft, something that you will get tonight. You will not see it on Fox Sports Radio because we do not have cameras, but I will tell you what will be going on. A little fashion nugget from the NFL draft. We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Our friend DJ Loreno is just getting an education on the music writing ability of Prince and the skill that he had with just about every song that was written back in the day. As we roll on here, got Puck the World coming up in a little bit. We'll take some calls as well, and we'll get the board reset. We'll go to the calls. Don't forget, also this weekend, if you want to send questions in, some time, a few hours left, if you're listening to live, a fifth hour podcast, you can send a question in. That'll mailbag on Sunday. Deadline cutoff is today. It's realfifthhour@gmail.com if you want to be part of that with me and Danny G. A lot of reaction to Ask Ben, and it really is a shame how many people are doing the wrong thing with the grocery cart, and you need a guy. I got a guy. My guy is Supermarket Steve. He's my guy, and he is the person that has informed me that it is rude to put the cart back. I also saw there's a few people that kind of get it. There's a lot of people that think they're on the right side of history, and they're not. They're not part of it. But there's a few people that are, yeah, I heard the same thing. Yeah, same exact thing. Absolutely. And Mark the Walker in Rochester says, I'm blessed that Rochester is the home of Wegmans, which employs helping hands whose sole job is to manage carts. That's right. See, I'm looking out for other people. You're selfish if you put your cart back. You are selfish if you put your cart. You are
wrong.
100% selfish. I want someone to be employed at that grocery store, and you don't. You
it
want
is,
someone
it
to
is
lose
extremely
their job,
rare that grocery stores employ someone.
That you're not an expert, Eddie.
Only
you're not an expert. I have an expert, Eddie. You're not an expert. You're not.
This is one of your all-time worst
days. I go to the grocery store all the time. I see
these people. Here's Scrooge. She says, I've had employees tell me that they don't like customers bringing carts back because it takes the cart people's job away.
There's no such thing as those people.
You're making this up, Eddie. You live in a bubble. There's a whole world out there.
How about Mr. Nice Guy, who says, I've been in the grocery business since the 80s. Nobody has ever lost their job because customers put their carts back.
He's a liar. He's in a bubble.
Wow.
He's a liar. Yeah.
The guy who's
works in the business.
He's a liar.
No, my guy works in the business. He's been in the business longer.
Let's talk to him.
Well, if Supermarket Steve wants to call in, go ahead. What?
I used to work in a bakery at Sherm's, and I know the cart boys, right? Like, they were the same people who bagged the groceries, so they'd help the little old ladies go out to the cars,
yeah,
and then they would take their time outside and breathe some fresh air,
exactly,
and collect the carts. No one wants to be inside.
Lorena, stop it.
The
kissing up to Ben thing, it's getting a little bit old.
You know what? You should get a raise, Lorena. What a great Ben. Is Lorena that finally, after all
anymore.
These years, 25 years I've worked here, finally.
Oh, she's a fraud.
Oh, she's so good.
She'll learn when you turn on her.
Exactly. She's new. She's
greatest employee of all time. Right there. Right there. Unbelievable. I had to wait for this. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Whoopie Pie Blair, who also does not return the cart at the grocery store. Hello, Whoopie Pie Blair.
Of course I do.
No, you don't.
Of course I do.
Of course he does, because he's a decent human being.
I've met him.
Yes.
He's not the kind of guy that does that.
No, I do. I do.
You're the kind of guy that would steal the grocery cart and take it away. You're that guy.
No, I mostly do. I mean, we're done.
You said mostly. You didn't say all the time. You said mostly. Mostly is a weasel term. That means you don't do it all the time. So some of the time you're on the right side of history.
You're a fraud.
You're a bigger fraud.
You're a fraud. Shut up.
You're the most giant fraud of all time.
You're a bleeping fraud.
I like to say,
you're
big.
You're an effing fraud. How about that?
I like to say one word on the radio, but I'm not going to say it.
You better not. Don't say it. Don't say it. We'll hang up on you. Don't say it.
Hey, but guess what? The cheating Astros are doing just fine, aren't they?
Oh, they're terrible. It's so – I need to – remind me, next week – we're talking all this basketball and the draft. But next week, I need to do a full – We should do like a funeral for the Astros. We should bury the Astros on this show next
Where's
week.
Where's the guy that used to call in all the time about the Astros?
I know.
I love that guy. Where is he?
No, you didn't love that guy. Stop. You didn't love that guy.
Did you ban him?
No, I didn't ban him. He went to the day shift, the dreaded day shift. But the Astros are 7-18. They are two games behind the Oakland A's that are not even trying to win the Athletics. They're trying to lose, and the Astros have a worse record. In fact, in all of professional baseball, I am not done. In all of professional baseball, there are just three teams that have a worse record than the Astros. The Rockies, yeah, Marlins, yeah, and the White Sox. That's it. That's the list.
Yeah, Ben. What about your Dodgers? Can I hurry up? Oh, yeah, for your Dodgers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're back.
Your
the Dodgers,
Dodgers
are back.
Are
they beat
so
up on the
good.
They beat up on the Natitude. They're back.
Yeah, okay. So it's just one team they're beating up on is the Nationals, right?
Did you know the A-holes have their 28th in earned run average this year? The Astros, 28th in earned run average, and they're 20th in runs scored. They're terrible. Every facet of the game. I've been waiting since 2017 for this. What?
They stink!
Let me ask you one thing, Ben. What about those Red Sox that are sucking so bad that I thought would win the World Series?
Well, they did play well. They didn't play well. Well, they did play well yesterday, actually. But they're average. That's what they were supposed to be. They're not. I mean, they're a mediocre team. They're right in the middle.
They're
closer to the Dodgers. What's that?
They're terrible. They'll play good one game. They'll have a shutout 8-0, and then today they'll probably lose.
Well, it appears so far they've played well on the road and not well at home. So they had that good.
I know. Yeah. Another thing I'd like to bring up to you, and it's NHL right now. I did not think that the Bruins were going to win last night in Toronto. I thought the Maple Leafs were going to win that game. I really did.
Well, you're a negative thinker.
It shocked me.
That's a bad job by you.
I'm picking Maple Leafs though in that series.
Are you? Are you a horse racing guy, by the way?
Yeah, I like horse racing.
You like betting the ponies, right? Yeah.
I would, but my mom don't want me to go to a horse race.
She doesn't want you to gamble. Well, you know.
There's a horse race betting place.
I'm trying to do a commercial, Marcel.
This is not Marcel.
Oh, I called him Marcel because Marcel talked to him. Listen, this has a 40 slip. I thought it was Marcel.
How insulting.
I know. Blair, listen, I called you by the run. But here, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that? You have now because I'm doing the spot. That is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Okay, you're going to visit that right now. Yes, Blair?
Sure, yeah. Ben. Sure. Yep.
I don't believe you. You don't sound very convincing.
Do you like harness racing, can I ask you? Do you love harness racing?
I've never
racing?
Been to a harness like race. I've been to the track a bunch. I've been to, you know, here in L.A. and Santa Anita, but I've never seen a harness race. No.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. I'm into, like, where they sit on the saddle on top of the horse. They have the, you know what I mean? They sit on top of the horse.
I think I know what the harness is.
I'm into where
you
can
believe,
actually.
Blair, could you win the Kentucky Derby if you raced against horses? Could you win?
I don't know, man. I don't know, Ben.
I'd bet on you.
It'd be tough because those horses are going pretty fast.
Yeah, but they don't really know they're racing. They're just they don't realize they're racing. They're being whipped, so they.
You know what I do? You know what I do? I go to this horse bet racing place. All these guys are betting on their horses, and I don't bet, but I just sit down in this place and I drink soda for $1. It's really cool.
Well, you're quite the rebel. You know, that's going to get – a lot of ladies are impressed by that, Blair. They like a man that sits there and drinks a soda pop while watching the races. Yeah. All right, I got to go.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Okay. Thank you. I hang up on you. Go away. Sorry. Blair, I For some reason, I had Marcel in my head for a second because it sounds like something Marcel usually does.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. In our industry, it is a big day. It's a big day. The question that I have is, will Eddie be here? Because sometimes Eddie does not show up to the show on draft night because there's a party he goes to. Will you be here tonight for the draft, Eddie? Are you going to be here? Will you be at Disneyland? You missed. That's how you got the nickname Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Because you went to the Disneyland.
I have some shocking news.
What's that, Eddie?
The Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh now coaching the team, all this excitement.
Yeah.
Not holding an official draft party.
Really?
That's it. I can't believe that.
Why are they not doing that? What's going on?
I don't know.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
I'm shocked by that they would not have an official draft party.
It's an opportunity. The Chargers have a top 10 pick in the draft, so because they stunk last year, you would think they would want to rejoice.
Yeah. So that we've been Disneyland, the Queen Mary, Santa Monica Pier. They always have like these, you know, these big official draft parties. They're not having one, so.
So I'm sorry, you're gonna have to show up to work tomorrow.
Yeah, my wife is going to one, but it's not like the official one. It's just like a fan one, fan club one.
Okay.
So I won't be here.
Your presence is not needed because it's just the commoners go to that.
Yeah. So I will be here. That. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Eddie will be in the house. And speaking of that, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection? You can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. Our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio. It's tonight. What else you got going on? 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jake Glazer, he's kind of a big deal. Former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, he's our morning guy. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app. presented by Express Pros. And this is my last opportunity to tell you that the GM, who's now no longer a GM because he's working for us, Steve Keim, when he was the GM of the Cardinals, he gave one of my favorite quotes about the NFL draft. It was outstanding. He said that if Hannibal Lecter ran a 4.4, we'd probably diagnose it as an eating disorder. That's a great quote. Let's get over to Eddie right now. He's all jonesed up. His favorite hockey team won a game they weren't supposed to win. Puck the World with Eddie Gerst.
All right, thank you, Ben. The NHL playoffs are underway. Every series has had at least two games so far. We'll start in the East, where the President's Trophy winners, the New York Rangers, have a 2-0 series advantage over the Washington Capitals, who just squeaked into the playoffs on the second to last day of the season. Capitals star and future Hall of Famer Alexander Ovechkin has one shot on goal in the first two games of this series, which now shifts to DC. So looks like the number one seed in the East, the New York Rangers, looking good to move on. Different story out West, where the number one seed, the Dallas Stars, are down 2-0 against the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. Now, Vegas has had a lot of health issues this year, so they just were squeaking into the playoffs, but some of that was by design. Their captain, Mark Stone, suffered a lacerated spleen before the trade deadline. That allowed them to put him on long-term injured reserve. It took his salary off the books, and they were allowed to add three players for the postseason. Stone is supposed to be out for a large portion of the playoffs, but oh, look, he was back for game one of the playoffs, and he scored a goal for Vegas.
Is that gamesmanship?
That is some serious gamesmanship on behalf of the Vegas Golden Knights. Also out West, the Nashville Predators, a wild card team like Vegas, they're tied up at 1-1 in their series against the Pacific Division champion Vancouver Canucks. They split the first two games in Western Canada. Now shifting to Nashville, Vancouver will not have their number one goalie, Thatcher Demko, out indefinitely with an undisclosed injury. Missed game two, a Canucks loss, and he's going to be out for Friday's game three and possibly longer. Carolina Hurricanes with a 2-0 series lead over the New York Islanders in a series that is now shifting to Long Island. New York had a big opportunity to get the split in game number two. They had a 3-0 lead but couldn't hold it, and they saw the Hurricanes score two goals in 9 seconds, tied it, then that was the game winner, rallied in the third period for the big win. A really good battle for the Sunshine State. The Florida Panthers taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Two games, they've both been one-goal games, but Florida's won both of them. They've got the 2-0 series lead as the series now shifts to Tampa Bay. The game two went overtime, and Carter Verhaeghe scored the overtime game winner. That's his fifth career overtime game-winning goal in the playoffs. Only Joe Sakic and Maurice Rocket Richard have more. They're both Hall of Famers. Carter Verhaeghe, not a Hall of Famer.
Jets, he's still playing yet. You can't be in the Hall of Fame while you're still playing.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
You don't know that.
I do know that. No,
you don't know that.
He's a guy.
He hasn't written his story yet, Eddie.
No, he's just a guy. Jets and Avalanche are tied at 1-1 as this series now shifts to Colorado.
Garcia's a hater.
Series opener was a wild one with Winnipeg getting a 7-6 win. Avs came back to win game two. Jets goalie Connor Hellebuck, the frontrunner to win the Vezina Trophy.
I like his name, Eddie. He's got a great name.
He's got a good name, but he's not playing a good game right now. He might
have been like
the best regular season goalie, but he's allowed 10 goals in two games so far. And our only battle of original six teams, that would be the Bruins against the Maple Leafs. And Boston has the
more annoying than original six fan base.
I like it. 2-1, Boston has the lead. They split in Boston, but the Leafs star Austin Matthews, who had 69 goals in the regular season, scored the game winner. But then the Bruins last night came back, won game three. Captain Brad Marchand, who everybody hates, but he's really good. 55th career playoff goal, tying Cam Neely for the most all-time in Bruins history.
He just likes licking people.
No, they hate him. Toronto has played the first three games without one of their top players, William Nylander, who is out injured. Last but not least, the Kings and Oilers meeting for the third straight year in the playoffs. Series tied 1-1 after LA's overtime win last night. First game in Edmonton, the Oilers rolled 7-4. Connor McDavid, 5 assists. Teammate Zach Hyman with the only hat trick so far this postseason. But again, the series is tied at 1-1. We had a coach hired and a coach fired this week. The San Jose Sharks fired coach David Quinn after two seasons. Sharks ended the year with the worst record in the NHL, but they were going to suck anyway, so I don't know what they were expecting. And the Buffalo Sabres have brought back Lindy Ruff as their head coach, the 64-year-old.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he led the Sabres to their only...
Eddie, he was coaching when I covered hockey.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He's the only coach back that got him to the Stanley Cup Finals back in 1999.
Oh my God.
He was fired hired by the Devils this year.
That's wild. He's back.
He's back. The team's missed the playoffs 13 straight years, which is an NHL record. And finally, the former Arizona Coyotes and now yet to be named Utah team arrived in Salt Lake City yesterday to meet with fans and take a tour of the facilities. 12,400 fans showed up at the Delta Center to welcome the team, and they claim they have 29,000 season ticket deposits.
You buried the lead, Eddie. You buried the lead. I got to clean up your work yet
again. Oh, I'm sure this is going to be good.
Eddie?
Yeah.
This is good. This is better than anything you just said.
I doubt
that. I hold in my hand the holy grail for every NHL fan. I have the list of the 8 finalists that'll be in the bracket for the new NHL team in Utah. Are you ready, Eddie?
We know what it's going to
be. No, Eddie.
If Yetis isn't on there.
No, there's some other good ones, though.
Right.
There's some other good ones.
Well, Lorena picked Yeti, so it's got to
be. No, we want the Yetis because that's cool. Abominable Snowman. Here are the other ones. Utah Ice. That's kind of lame.
I don't like it.
Utah Mammoth. I don't like that one.
I don't like that one.
I like these next couple. Utah Venom. That'd be kind of cool.
When you think
Venom, you think people from Utah. Utah Fury.
Eh.
Blizzard? How about the Blizzard?
No.
You could have the Blizzard against the Avalanche. That would be amazing.
No.
This is the other one. This is the other one I like. If it's not Yetis, I want this next one. Utah Outlaws.
Oh, that is lame.
That is so good.
Because the Outlaws?
No, yes, there's a lot of really mean people in Utah. Outlaws.
It's like
there's
the
a lot of crime in Utah.
That's like the Mavericks.
Let me tell you, those people in Utah are violent. And how about the other one is the Utah Hockey Club. Or
it's Yetis or nothing.
No, Yeti. I'd be fine with Venom. Yeti.
Venom is lame.
Yeti. I think they should go Yetis, not Yeti. Or they should go Yeti, not Yetis, because they trademarked Yetis. But I think Yeti would be fine. Venom is okay, because that's kind of cool.
I don't like Venom.
Outlaws I'm okay with. Although, that'd be like the Vegas Outlaws, not the... Anyway, all right, that's it. It is the Ben Maller Show. I need some judges. Not too many, because I don't have too much time to work with, but I need some judges. We are going to have just moments away for your dancing and dining pleasure. Fact or fiction. 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruptions. It's available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Just follow the show and give us a golden review in large, the Maller Militia. And now live in the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
All right, let's get to it. Yeah, here we go. So our friend Eliana, she's back, by the way. She says it's been 4,898 days since the National Weather Service issued a blizzard warning for Salt Lake. So to name them the blizzard, probably not a good idea. Let's welcome in our judges. Let's say hello to Leslie, along with Jack the Judge. Hello, Leslie.
Good morning, Ben. Great show, as always.
Thank you. The power couple with Leslie and Jack the Judge. Movers and shakers. They run the social scene in Bradenton, Florida, right?
Well, only at pool 3.
Only at pool 3. Not the other pools. There's a lot of pools.
Oh, no.
I got you. All right. Hold on a second, Leslie. We have Milkman Mike in Colorado. Hello, Milkman Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Newsflash, Marcel caught with his pants down with P-word on phone call.
Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Shocking. Dawn is in Indiana. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. You're one of our judges. Welcome to the show. Are you ready to be a good judge? Yes?
Yes, I am. I'm freezing in Indiana. It's 30 degrees.
Oh, my God. 30. It's April. It's all late April. What is it, 30 degrees?
I know.
For? Ridiculous.
I know.
All right, very good. Well, hold on a sec. I think that's all we have time for, unfortunately. So that'll be that. All right, here we go. Let's get right to it here. 3 stories. Figure out which of the 3 isn't true. Story number 1, Burke to the rescue. All-Pro center Matt Burke being hailed a hero after he saved his neighbor from an alligator attack. Burke was spending time at his home in Naples, Florida. He noticed his neighbor on the ground struggling to free his leg from a gator. got up, struck the, ran over with his truck, and he ran it over with his truck, I should say. All right, story number two, Pete Rose roast. Well, for years, Pete Rose has been known to have fun, goof on people and poke fun and whatnot, and the signing of baseballs. Well, at one of the autograph signings, he said, he signed a ball, "Sorry I bet on baseball." And also, Otani is sorry also. "I wish I had an interpreter." That is story number two. Story number three, O.J. Simpson's estate in the news here. Apparently, people looking to make money, make their own money off O.J.'s death. One man is auctioning off Simpson's Bank of America business account card. He paid $70 for it on eBay last summer. He hopes to cash in now since O.J. has gone to the great beyond. All right, those are the three stories. Figure out which of the three is not true, separating fiction from fact. Leslie, one, two, or three, Leslie?
I got to go with three.
All right, have a great time. It's not 30 degrees in Florida. I think you're in good shape there. Milkman Mike, one, two, or three, Milkman?
Yeah, let's go with number three as well.
All right, cheating. Don, in that nice chilly weather, one, two, or three, Don?
Two.
Number two. All right, thank you. And good news, you're all wrong. Number one.
Number one.
The fake story this week. Yeah, it wasn't Matt Burke. He didn't do that.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.